This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 117. Today, we are joined again by Chloe Franken. Lucky enough to have Chloe as our guest again. We have spoken to Chloe at episode number 107 and also 112. So if you want to go back and you want to hear Chloe's backstory, and if you also want to hear me digging into Chloe's outsourcing service company, which is called Sophie, then go back and listen to those previous episodes. Chloe's a super interesting girl, and she has kind of grown up alongside outsourcing and the opportunities that it brings for people like her, people in the Philippines, and for the Philippines generally, but also for companies in the West. So it's an interesting chat. We talk more broadly today, and I'm sure you will enjoy. If you want any of the show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/117. By the way, I do apologize for some of the sound. We do have a couple of sound issues in this podcast, but I have tried my best to edit it out, and it's still a really good conversation. So enjoy. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Today, we are joined by Chloe Franken once again. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. So you have joined us twice before, which I'm grateful for, and we discuss your personal journey in outsourcing, and then also Sophie, which is your outsourcing service provision, which specializes in startups. So I'm happy to have you back and really just want to dig into your outsourcing, but also business experience to give some insight into the potential for the Philippines, for outsourcing for people out there. So initially, could you maybe introduce yourself and just give people a sense of your background and what you're doing at the moment?
Hi, everybody. I'm Chloe, and I'm the COO and president of Sophie. We're basically a company that caters to startups in the U.S., and we're slowly getting into Europe. And we primarily specialize in customer service and back-end support for these tech startups. And we're looking into growing our business, and we are soon going to start our office in Cebu, which will greatly expand our services, and we're looking for, you know, great clients to work with us because we have a bunch of good people who are talented who can definitely help out your business.
Fantastic. So you are kind of specializing in the COO type roles within US-based startups. So your value proposition is that you can help these startups. They're probably overworked, underpaid, and their core skills are not customer service. And you can come in and assist them with customer service, and I assume other auxiliary roles such as a bit of bookkeeping, admin, and things like that. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Right, correct, exactly. When we work with startups, they don't only get, you know, an agent and a team to work for their account. I'm very much involved in operations, so when I get a new client, I'm involved in terms of building the team and giving them guidance as to how they should utilize their team to their advantage. And we definitely give support, especially for new companies who are just starting to dabble into outsourcing and also growing their business. So we work hand in hand with these startups to build a customer support team and come up with a process for them to efficiently delegate tasks to their offshore team in the Philippines.
Do you see it as the future in outsourcing that the majority of tasks will get done by outsourcing because it's cheaper, it's more efficient, and also the outsourcers such as yourself, you're actually probably better at doing it than them. Do you, and as well, you know, you were saying, we were talking previously, and SMEs are maybe a little bit slower on taking up these differences. But startups, they're kind of younger and fresher in mind, and they're embracing this stuff. Is it the future that everyone's operational activities will be done overseas?
Well, I guess, looking at the future per se, I think really globalization is calling out to outsourcing because our world is getting smaller as we become more digital minded. And how an office works before doesn't necessarily mirror what an office is right now. So a virtual team is no longer a new concept, a new idea. So definitely the direction for the future is outsourcing, primarily because the world is just getting smaller by being so connected to each other, even if we're in different continents. And for startups with, having an open mind to creatively grow their company, outsourcing is a natural choice because you get people who are very skilled and who are willing to do the job at such a lower rate that it really allows you to grow your business and focus on other things. And it allows you to bring that focus on business development and growing your company in the US while everyone else takes care of your back office side. And I think that's a great marriage for growing companies.
Yeah, it's quite incredible, huh? Because you, Sophie, now after what, 5 years of earnest growth, you have 200 staff, which is quite incredible. But you're still, certainly on the smaller end of BPOs. You're now looking to grow up to 500 staff potentially, and this is why you're looking at Cebu, which is super exciting. But again, you're still at the smaller scale of outsourcing. But if you mention 500 employees to a Western company, they would almost fall off their chair, because Western companies are so used to running things on three or four staff. It's really a different shift. And the Philippines, they're experts in people management, HR management, building these teams and kind of operating these operational functions, yeah.
For I think a small company, it might be a little intimidating because they'll be asking like, how many agents do you have? And I say 500. And for them who's only looking into hiring one person, they might get intimidated. But that's the beauty of our business because we don't shy away from smaller companies who just need one person for support. And we welcome that because part of our objective, mission, and vision is to help out startups. And alongside startups, our mission is also to give jobs to Dumaguete and smaller cities. So it goes hand in hand with our mission to be this company providing work for people and providing growth for smaller companies.
Interesting. And then, so you're looking to expand and you're choosing Cebu, or you're certainly looking into Cebu, which is, I believe, is it officially Philippines' second city?
Yes, I think so. Or
It's pretty
it could be head to head with Davao, but
high.
Cebu is definitely like I think the second biggest metropolitan city in the Philippines
So
alongside Manila.
why are you exploring these secondary cities? Why, as most BPOs, aren't you heading into Manila?
Well, for one, there's a lot of competition in Manila. That's one. Number two, I hate the traffic in Manila and I don't want to be in Manila. So
Fair enough.
that's my own selfish reason to not go to Manila. Well, Manila is a little bit more congested, one. And two, Manila is more expensive. And three, Bisaya proud, heritage. We like to keep it in the Visayas area because it's just, closer to our main headquarters in Dumaguete, and Cebu is, I think, just a 40-minute plane ride from Dumaguete. So it's very convenient. And what we're planning is to really send over our local staff here in Dumaguete to Cebu, and have our local team there as well. So it works well for us because it's so near each other that going from one office to the other is more convenient than, versus going in Manila.
Right. And with a focus on startups, what I know of startups is that you need people that are very adaptable, that can change processes fast, that can think on their feet. They also need to be generalists because usually startups don't have many staff and you're having to cover, a dozen different roles. How do you feel that that requirement fits in with the typical sort of Filipino worker aptitude. Is it true? Because outsourcing was kind of built on highly repetitive tasks being done and highly mapped processes being repeated over and over. But the market has moved on a lot. But how do you find the Filipino workforce suited to this highly dynamic and very varied roles?
Well, that's why I always say that Sophie is not a typical call center because we find people who adapt to that type of culture. What I find in bigger centers is that some of the agents that they hire could be great at English, but in a script type of communication where they rely on a script, they sound great. Diction, pronunciation, it's all there, it's all on point. However, they might not necessarily really understand what they're saying from the script. And that's what kind of sets us apart because we look for people who are comfortable in the English language, who are articulate and who can be spontaneous and who can think off their feet without relying on a script and who won't be intimidated if they need to do something else outside of the ordinary tasks that were originally given. So I see that there is a market for that. There are people who actually Filipinos, surprisingly, they're not the typical profile where they just need something repetitive. And from our experience hiring for startups here in Dumaguete, when we find young people, they actually like they like a job that has a lot of variety in them. So for them, they like it. They like that they get to do different things. They don't like monotony. So it works. And sometimes it's a little bit hard to find people who share that same mindset because majority of the workforce are more inclined to traditional call center operations versus this type of operations where it's a little bit more spontaneous. But there are people out there who share that same mindset, and that's what we're trying to look for in Cebu, and we've successfully done that in Dumaguete.
I think the market's maturing a lot, isn't it, in terms of the candidates out there. When certainly when I've been looking to build big teams, you get the staff from bigger BPOs and outsourcers, and they're very used to a very structured environment, high repetition, but also they have a huge amount of training resources, HR resources, QA, team managers, and so they kind of are almost put into a little box of functionality. But then when they're asked to broaden their roles, then they might struggle a little bit. But the I suppose the younger generation, they're actually maybe looking to Silicon Valley where there's the whole startup mentality, and they're adapting very quickly to a mentality of just getting their roll up your sleeves and using initiative, yeah.
When we hire younger agents, it's a lot easier because they share that mentality. From people that we hire from traditional call centers, it takes a bit of time to kind of unlearn what they've learned in bigger call centers, and it's an adjustment. However, when they see that, hey, doing this is a lot more relaxing and less stressful versus being in another call center that has this traditional process in place, they kind of then start to embrace it. But it does take a bit of an adjustment, especially when you've been working at a big call center for like 5 years. It's a shock. It's something really new to them to be like, okay, so I talk to the CEO now of the startup, and it's like, yeah, you can have a meeting with him, which is very much, out there for bigger call centers, because then you have to go through the team lead to the manager to an account manager, and the agent doesn't really have that face time with the heads and the founders and the CEOs of these companies because it's such a big company. But with us, when we work with startups, the executive team, they're very much hands-on. So it's a shock for some of these traditional agents to just have a conversation with a founder on their computer without having a lead with them. So it's an adjustment.
Without any filter, yeah, between the worker and the top guy. And it's interesting as well because, you know, these startup founders, they are very inexperienced in outsourcing typically. So they don't know a lot of the standards and norms and processes either. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, the kind of the normal default of most startup CEOs is they expect all of their team to train themselves and figure out any issues on the go and just create their own solutions, yeah? And, you know, again, that's very different to standardized BPOs where every process is mapped out and it's thought about three times before it's even launched. So it's quite a positive evolution I see in the market, and the Philippine workforce is certainly keeping up pace. I do also see do you see a budding startup community and an appetite for startups within the Philippines?
Yes, I think I know that there's this event called Geeks on the Beach, where they invite potential startups to mingle and network with other entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs. So I see a huge trend on encouraging entrepreneurs to start their own businesses. Sophie was part of Google Business Group a few years back, and with Google Business Group, they really tap the SMEs to use technology to grow their business. And GBG is what they call themselves. They're very passionate about growing small businesses and moving them to the digital age instead of traditional operations. And I think I see that culture. It's starting to grow, and Filipinos are starting to think outside the box and be a little more innovative with business ideas. And I see potential. It might be slow, but it's getting there.
Yeah, it's happening, isn't it? Because I suppose to put it in context for people out there, a lot of the small business in the Philippines is pretty old school still, you know, like virtually none of it would be digitized. You're all sort of on paper, or a lot of it's off the grid. But yeah, very certainly I see it in Manila now. There's a lot of hackathons, there's a lot of startup events, there's a lot of pitching events. I know Geeks in the Beach, obviously, and it's really becoming quite an exciting environment. And again, as the kind of youth embrace this, then it's going to build a workforce that is just so kind of aligned and in tune with the West and the Silicon Valley and that whole scene.
Right, definitely. And it's exciting because it's just bringing more jobs to the country. You know, it's for a young person in college, their option is not just to be a nurse and go to the States and be a nurse. It's, you know, you can follow your passion and you can do something that you really love, whether it's in media and marketing or whatever career you're thinking about, because having these businesses just create more jobs in the country, and it's nice to stay in the country and help the country grow, you know?
Yeah, it's important to keep the brains in the country as opposed to historically, the overseas foreign workers, they leave the country and that creates a brain drain.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Chloe. And of course, you are from Sophie, which is a specialized startup BPO. If people want to get in touch with you or learn more, where can they go?
They can simply go to our website. That's sophie-inc.com. And then just click on the box that says Start Your Free Trial. And we will get in touch with them right away.
Fantastic. And of course, all of that will be in the show notes. Thank you, Sophie. Sorry.
You called me Sophie. There you go. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you. Okay, that was Chloe Franken of Sophie BPO Services. If you want to get in touch with Sophie or know any more about anything about this episode, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/117. And of course, if you want to ask us anything, then please do just drop us an email at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.